as
God
intended.
Let's go.
Welcome to Looking for Healing Talk Radio, where naturals are the healing modalities of choice. With a 24/7, 365 talk radio signal heard worldwide, America Out Loud Talk Radio is now heard in your car, home, office, smartphone, tablet, any device. The entire platform has been built from the ground up with a great thought and enthusiasm and a vision that stretches far, far into the future. Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Dr. Jana Schmidt, naturopath, herbalist, all those good things, and I have a really fun show for you today. But first, as I always do, I want to encourage you and remind you that no matter what your situation, a strong mind and body are powerful resources. I'm here to help equip and encourage you with those tools that can create and maintain strong minds and strong bodies to keep you grounded and flourishing in this hectic, ever-changing world. Each week, I share some new health information with you, facts that you can utilize to build these lifestyles, and information that I feel is really practical and easy to implement. I think that's super important. So today, I'm going to share my perspective on natural health education and careers in that very broad field, along with our very special guest, Maddie Radici. Now, Maddie is a current student at Trinity College of Natural Health, and very importantly to me, my trusting, amazing, beautiful, brilliant assistant. And if any of you have emailed me or called the office, chances are you have had the privilege of conversing with Maddie, who is very knowledgeable in the health realm and gets more so every day. Welcome, Maddie.
Hello, hello. You're so sweet.
Oh, my goodness. I'm happy to have you here. So everybody, when I suggested this to Maddie, she wasn't so sure at first, but I'm like, oh, my goodness, you have so much to share. There are so many people on journeys of education and health, and she's presently on this, and she's so young, and she's like got so much, so many years to learn all this and engage, that I thought her knowledge and her insight would be very important. And then we have mine, who I've been doing this for a long time, and so much has changed in the world, and there's a lot to learn. So let's jump right in, and I want you to share with us the course of study that you're doing presently.
Yes, so I'm in the CNHP program, which is Certified Natural Health Professional. I'm doing that through Trinity School of Natural Health. It's online. It's a 10-month program with a new class every 4 weeks. And then at the end, I'll have some case studies and
nice.
And receive my certification at the end.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And so what is that whole, how long will that take you altogether?
10 months.
10 months.
Yes.
Okay. And is that kind of the same for everybody that goes through that program?
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
on schedule. It's
yes.
not just a whenever you want to take the class.
It's online, so it's easy to work around your schedule, which
oh,
is
nice.
Amazing.
Yeah.
There's just some deadlines throughout the week, like discussion boards and online lectures.
Perfect.
But yeah, and then it's all online, and so you can just do it, and it's 10 months, so it's a new class every 4 weeks, which is really nice.
That is really
yeah.
exciting. So I want to get back to that, because I actually took some of these same classes, but they were totally different. Most of them were in person and they were like
fun.
Long weekends, but we can get back to different types of classes. Everyone learns differently. And
yeah.
then it depends on your situation, your life situation. Like, what do you have time for? Maybe
yeah.
someone has a full-time job or a family.
Definitely.
So we're going to give you lots of tips and ways to find healing classes, if that's what you're interested in, whether it's for a job or for your own personal knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you, Maddie, get interested in this whole natural health realm?
Yeah, so I grew up in a very healthy family where we always leaned into doing everything like the natural way. But my passion for natural health started specifically when I started this job as your assistant.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. And you did grow up in a healthy way. And I will say that your whole family, like, we're friends with your whole family. We mm-hmm. resonate the same on many things
yeah.
and the way we eat and treat our bodies and love the Lord. And so that makes a big difference.
Definitely.
So tell me a little bit about that as from mm-hmm. a child's perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I grew up healthy. My mom is a health coach. So when she started doing Juice Plus full time, I was very, very little. So I was the one, I felt that, grow up with the most exposure to health and healthy eating. And so it's kind of all I've ever known.
That's so amazing.
Which I wouldn't have in any other way. Yeah.
So it's a natural progression of your life just to continue this health and learning more.
Definitely.
And,
yeah. Yeah, that's how I grew up. And so
you probably already received enough knowledge just in your childhood to now in your young 20s to have a doctorate in this. just from growing up. I mean, there's a real benefit of that.
Definitely. And I'm excited to do the same with my kids, which is a main goal in this and learning all of this. Growing up, I always had a passion for like nature, flowers and herbs and things like that. So it's also amazing to see how God has put this into my life directly into my interests as well. And I think he's tied it together perfectly.
I think that's amazing. Mm-hmm. So I, like you, grew up healthy. Mm-hmm. It's just part of, I just thought this was the way it was. I didn't eat sugary cereals. Yes. And I was really surprised when I started to go over to people's houses like, whoa, you eat that for breakfast? Like, that's what you, I was just really shocked. Mm-hmm. And I was really thankful. I wasn't upset that I didn't get those same things. And so when it came time to raise my children, and like you want to do, I raised them in a holistic way. And I tried to teach them all along the way that this is why we're doing it, because I want you to grow up strong and healthy and whatever, you know, all of that as you possibly can. Now, before I became a doctor, I was a teacher. Like, I went to school, I got, you know, classes, I became a certified teacher, and I loved teaching. I taught elementary school, but I still had this desire to go to med school. And when I got the opportunity, when that window opened up, I didn't go, because I had so many people in that field, like medical doctors, saying, it's not really all it's cracked up to be. Like, we're kind of controlled. We can't really do what we want to do, as, you know, unless they're in private practice. If you're working for a group, it was harder for them. And so I really rethought going to med school. I wanted to be like my dad. I wanted to go, you know, was really, I wanted to do like he was doing. He was a doctor. But he too said, you know, what you're doing is going to make a big impact in the natural health that I was already involved in. And it was part of who I was, and medications didn't, you know, weren't even on my radar to suggest to someone if somebody was ill, or even for my own family. So when I looked into Trinity, I also took classes at Trinity and other classes and other certifications. Mm-hmm. It just resonated so much with who I was. And I thought, if only I use this to raise my children.
Yeah.
This is 100% worth it to learn as much information as I possibly can about natural health. And of course, it grew from there because I'm doing so much more. And I have to tell you, I still take classes. I still learn. I still try to find reading constantly, stacks of books. I always have a stack of books I'm reading. And it's a never-ending, lifelong journey. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is never ending, because there's so much to learn always, and I love it.
Yes, I know. It's exciting, because every time you learn something new, you can apply that to your life, but you can also share it with somebody else.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So my childhood definitely influenced me in that way too. But I thought that I was going to be a MD, like my dad. So even he agreed that naturopathic was good. And then you can work with MDs as well. So it's becoming a more and more open field. We're definitely going to talk about the field of natural health and how it's changed, and why it went awry, I guess, in our country, why it's not as often. I don't know where everyone's listening from, but in most places in our country, in the U.S., you don't see naturopaths as abundant as MDs.
Yeah.
And they used to not be separate. It used to just be doctors.
Yeah.
But it's separated with the Flexner Report and the vibe for greed and money and wealth and power and pharmaceutical push, and it's split. And if anybody doesn't know the Flexner Report, I actually did a whole show on Flexner Reports. One of the, I think it was about a year ago, gives the background and the history. Fascinating why there was a division in our country. But if you go to other countries, natural health schools have been there for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, and it's, you see, you know, naturopaths, MDs, they're all working well together, and most of the time, most of the time they're working well together in most countries. But that's why there's been a divide. But there's a shift now. There's a shift, and people are looking towards natural health more and more. So I feel like this is fertile ground for people to learn. People are looking for answers, and the medications don't always give the right answer for people. So many people that come to me are tired of just being on this maintaining an illness. They want to get over the illness. Mm-hmm. They want to get to the root problem. And so that's why I love these holistic classes that you're taking, these classes that I've taken and I'm still taking, that direct us to the problem so we can actually help people heal. It's really, really incredible. And there's so many different areas that we can do that in. Like, it's not just outward symptoms, right? It's how people feel, what they eat, their environment, ways to detox.
There's so many.
Well, we are going to take a quick break. And we're going to be back in just a moment, but I definitely want to thank Global Healing for being a sponsor of Looking for Healing Talk Radio. They create the finest supplements, everybody. I just really want to share specifically one of Global Healing's supplements. It's called Quercetin, and we've heard a lot about this. It helps protect our bodies. It's wonderful as an immune booster, but specifically, it's a remarkable antioxidant that's designed with highly bioavailable ingredients to support our normal response to inflammation, histamines, and allergens. And Dr. Ed Group of Global Healing has this amazing advanced formula that delivers natural immune and allergen support as the body requires. It's a potent, naturally occurring antioxidant, and as always with Global Healing, the source of this product is really pure, clean, and natural. So be sure to visit americaoutloud.shop and you can get 15% off when you use the code OUTLOUD. And you can go to americaoutloud.shop and enter the promo code right there for all the incredible deals from all of our wonderful America Out Loud sponsors. So stick with us, we'll be right back.
58 million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
Clean, pure, with premium ingredients. Global Healing's Pure Plant Protein offers 20 grams of protein per scoop, and it's a perfect way to maintain and build lean muscle while indulging yourself. It combines enzymes and probiotics to maximize nutrient absorption, improving digestion, and your gut health. Available in vanilla and chocolate flavors, elevate your protein consumption while supporting your overall wellness with Pure Plant Protein. Go to americaoutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
To Looking for Healing Talk Radio. It's also sponsored by Energetic Health Institute, an amazing school for amazing students just like you. They say the best way to be free is to be healthy, and I agree. You can learn how at www.energetichealthinstitute.org. You can learn holistic nutrition, fasting, detoxification, articellular healing, and so much more. You can join the EHI family and make tomorrow amazing. And it is actually perfect that mentioning Energetic Health Institute, because we are discussing ways of learning natural health. And we're going to continue that conversation with Maddie and about our natural health education and careers in that amazing field that's just getting more and more open opportunities every day. Mm-hmm. So I wanted just to talk a little bit more about what you're learning and maybe some of your favorite classes so far. I mean, everyone has their niches that they really love, but I really love it when someone finds what they mm-hmm. really hone in on. So, so far of all your classes, mm-hmm. which one has been your favorite?
So my favorite so far is actually the one that I'm in right now.
Okay.
It's kind of wrapping up as the fourth week this week. But
what's it called?
That's going to be the Introduction to Naturopathic Techniques.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So that's the modalities and techniques that naturopathic doctors are going to use with their clients, or that I'm going to use with my clients someday. So, that's definitely been my favorite. It includes like herbs, learning all the herbs, aromatherapy, homeopathy, Bach flowers, pH testing, iridology. Yeah, yes. I've really been immersed in it all, and
I love it. This is so good. And I'm glad that you brought up homeopathy, because mm-hmm. many people get confused. They think a naturopath is a homeopath.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, under the naturopathic heading, there are so many disciplines. Mm-hmm. I usually say I can name 30 off the top of my head of ways in which when someone comes to me that I'm going to potentially help them.
Yeah.
Everybody's different.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm sure you're learning that depending on the person, sometimes you need all of them.
Yeah.
you need to hit it at every angle to find out what's going on. Sometimes it's much easier. So far in that, what's been your favorite one that you're learning?
I'd have to say Bach flowers is really interesting to me.
Yeah, Bach flowers are mm-hmm. so cool. Well, do you want to share like one thing about Bach flowers?
I just think they're amazing. I think Dr. Bach, who found it, his story is amazing. Coming from like a world-renowned medical doctor, to finding, like searching the forest for these flowers and finding them and testing them. Yeah, and figuring out that they work the same, if not way better than, you know, the other medicine and everything. So that's been my favorite. That's just, it blows my mind. And like the frequency of the flowers and the petals.
And how it resonates with us.
Yes,
for specific emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like Bach flower remedies really hone into your emotional state and can give you balance.
Definitely.
In that. And it doesn't send you over. It doesn't give you like a symptom. It just puts you in balance.
Yes.
And for me, it makes complete sense that the flowers are going to put us in balance. So I'm trying to remember how long ago Dr. Bach was around and practicing. 1940s? Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, around that. Mm-hmm.
So for those who haven't heard of Dr. Bach, definitely look him up, B-A-C-H. Yeah. And he found that so many of the people he was helping, he was treating, like some with this exact same illnesses, mm-hmm. ailments, exactly. Like it was crazy. And one was healing and one was not.
Yeah.
And he wanted to know, why wasn't this person healing? They're giving him the same exact treatment.
Yeah.
But he discovered that it was the emotional component that was keeping somebody from healing, or the emotional component that was helping someone heal.
Yeah.
So he figured out what it was. Like maybe the one who was healing had someone come visit them every day.
Yeah.
And the other one was alone. And so it was that loneliness. And I do find it absolutely remarkable. It had to be God-inspired, God-ordained for him to know which flower.
Yeah.
Like the violet flower and the essence of that flower is going to help that person feel so lonely even when they're alone.
Yeah.
So I think my favorite, I have a couple favorite Bach flower remedies. Mm-hmm. I like Rescue Remedy. That's a combination mm-hmm. of five flowers, and I usually keep it in my purse. I raised three boys. Things happen. And I think my favorite Bach flower story was when my youngest was about six, running around a church, having a great time in the middle of everything. The older boys are having worship band practice, mm-hmm. and he runs across the stage, and a cord gets wrapped around his ankle, and it just yanks him, and he hits the steps face first.
Oh.
So I didn't see it.
Yeah.
So he comes running to me. He's bloody and crying, and there's all kinds of people talking at the same time, and I can't figure out what's going on. I can't figure out where the blood's coming from, and so I
grab the rescue remedy. And I say, rescue remedy. And he opens his mouth like a little bird. Like he knew exactly what to do. He knew it was going to help him calm down.
Yeah.
And I put a couple drops and he took a deep breath. He went, I was running around. And then, and he told me exactly what it was. And I was able to look at his mouth. Oh. And yes, his gums were all busted up.
Yeah.
And that calmed him down. And within seconds, it works so beautifully. And then it lasts for hours. And so I feel like Bach flower is appropriate for every age, any situation.
Even animals.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Babies. Yes. Yeah. I have put rescue remedy in our dog's water when I know there's a thunderstorm coming or fireworks that night to calm them down. And we're going to go, y'all stick with us because we're going to go on this rabbit trail, Bach flowers for a few minutes because I love it too.
Yes.
The other one that I really like is white chestnut. Now, white chestnut helps to stop the mental chatter in your mind. I recommended it many times for years and years and years for sleep, for people who just are so busy and they lay down and their mind's just going, and they can't get it to quiet.
Yeah.
So putting a little bit of that in water, drink it, they're like, oh, it just calms it. And I knew that it worked that way. But I didn't realize how well it worked because every single person that over these years that I've suggested to not just say, oh, that worked. They go, wow.
Yeah.
That's remarkable. Wow. I've dealt with this for years and like instantly I can relax.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's great. So every report of that white chestnut, I mean, it's fabulous. It's been amazing. And there's a questionnaire. Have you done the questionnaire with the Bach flowers yet?
So
okay, I will share that with you. So I'm sure that our listeners can probably look that up, and I may add that into the article when they read it, and you can just look and see what it's all about emotions.
Yeah,
and you answer it, and then you look at, you know, like you answer it 1 through 5. Do you feel like this most of the time? Do you obsessively worry about your loved ones, knowing it's not reasonable?
Yeah.
Or are you afraid to speak in public? Or do you have random panic attacks? Like, it's categorized in the flower essence, like what it does. So once you've answered it, then you can look back and see, oh, you have a check mark in the area of white chestnut.
Yeah.
And you can mix up to 5 remedies in one.
Yeah.
I usually like to stick to 2 or 3, but if someone needs all 5, go for it.
Yeah.
And then you try from there.
Yeah.
And it's so gentle and so easy. And sometimes it's all we need is just a little little adjustment.
That would definitely be helpful because there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of flowers and it can look overwhelming, but you jump right in. And the great thing about it is it's not harmful.
Right.
Yeah.
So easy. Essence of a flower.
It's amazing.
I mean, how more natural can it be? Oh, I'm going to back up to that story with my youngest who busted his mouth. I noticed immediately his front 2 teeth were gray.
Wow.
And these were permanent teeth. He'd already lost those baby teeth, and I was concerned he was going to lose those teeth. They turned gray. I mean, like, immediately I was really concerned about the damage. So I took him to the dentist, and I think my dad, who was a physician, was visiting at the time too, so he had lots of attention. The thing I knew to do that helps heal from the inside out the best is arnica. So arnica montana is a homeopathic remedy from this plant called arnica montana, and it helps with bruising, reducing inflammation, helping with pain. So every 2 hours, I mean, I even woke him to put a little pellet in his mouth and just like, let this dissolve. We did internal arnica for days, and then topically on his gums and under his eyes I put it, the cream, and his teeth turned right back to the right color. There's no bruising, no residual. He didn't lose those teeth. The dentist said they'd never seen anything like that ever. Like, they've seen a gray tooth go back from damage. They thought for sure he was going to lose those teeth. I was like, wow, this is great.
It's so the flowers. Yes, sir.
I know. It was so good. I was so thankful for that. So yes, that's just one modality,
one
tool in our toolbox. Let's think of some others just to share with people. So iridology is the study of the eye, because every cell from when the baby's growing in the body is connected to the eyes. So that all the eyes are formed very first, and then all these nerve endings, that go all over the body are connected to your eye. So it's when amazing. You look at the eye, it's divided in iridology charts into different parts of the body. Mm-hmm. So if there's a disturbance, an injury, a deficiency, you can see it in a person's eye.
Yeah.
And I've shared with the listeners many times something simple as the pupil. If it's pulsing,
yes.
then your adrenals are struggling.
Yeah.
If it's solid, your adrenals are solid. So that's such an easy tip and tool to use in your life and for, you know, children, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. So those are some of my favorites. And there's hundreds
yes.
of hundreds and hundreds of things that you could possibly see mm-hmm. in the eye. But knowing what your predispositions are and what you can do to help, you know, structure that and do better, that's definitely another modality.
Yeah.
What's another modality?
Absolutely. Aromatherapy, I really love to learn about. I mean, yes. I've used essential oils before, but just learning about each one and their specific uses and what they help with, even emotionally as well.
Yes.
I really love that.
That's yeah. wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in my office right now, we have chamomile, which mm-hmm. I love the essential oil of chamomile in a diffuser. I think diffuser is probably the easiest way.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
To like not even think about it. It's just going mm-hmm. in your background. And I will say that there are some oils that are not appropriate. They're too strong for children and mm-hmm. pets. So do your research on the oils.
Definitely.
Lavender is one of those ones that's great for everybody all the time. Chamomile is pretty relaxing as well, but peppermint can be strong sometimes mm-hmm. for children and pets. Eucalyptus also can sometimes be strong. Yeah. Frankincense is another one that's really lovely.
Yeah.
Now, personally, I have a frankincense by a company that is, you can do internal, and I usually put a drop of it on the roof of my mouth.
Yeah.
So
frankincense that was interesting to learn about as well. It's something I didn't know. It was kind of what you were saying with the white chestnut. It calms your mind.
It does.
And people love it for meditation.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll just calm your mind and make you have a sound mind.
Yes. So we just did a master class with Healing for the Ages, and that frankincense was one of the things that I suggested to calm mm-hmm. and help benefit your whole grounding experience,
yes.
where you kind of get back on balance. And I feel like frankincense, even if you don't, mm-hmm. even you just smell it.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Just smelling it increases your vibrational energy all over your body.
Yeah.
And then putting it on your skin. And again, some are strong.
Yes.
So you might want to dilute.
With oil or something.
There's very few oils that I wouldn't dilute when you put it topically on the skin. So yes, those are just some amazing ways to help people. There's lots and lots more.
Mm-hmm.
We just did a ionic foot bath the other day. Mm-hmm. We played around with that. That's a great detox. And I always recommend movement, massage to get the lymph flowing.
Definitely.
Most of the tools that I would use, I can teach other people to do. So when a client comes to me and they've got things going on, I can tell them basically, like, check your pupils, right? Or check your nails or
your tongue
exactly. And your stools, you know, there's that too, or the color of your urine.
Mm-hmm.
And there's things that you can teach them so they become their own health advocate.
Absolutely.
And I think that's one of the huge differences between allopathic and naturopathic is
Definitely.
That we're empowering people to do it themselves.
Yeah.
And my job when someone comes to me is to make me pretty much obsolete, right?
Yeah.
They're going to learn it and grow and know how to handle these things in their lives.
Yeah.
And they don't have to keep coming back to me for help. They're going to get to the root cause and maintain.
So. And it's great knowledge to have for you and your family.
Oh,
and
I
that's
love
what
it.
I love so much about these classes. It's mainly filled with people doing it just for their family.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. And I'm,
Well,
I'm
that's so how fortunate. I started.
Yes,
look at me.
Absolutely.
And now it's like, wow,
it's
I'm on this wild ride of like doing so much I'd never even ever expected, but I wanted that knowledge for my family.
Absolutely.
And I will say that all three of my sons are leading very, mm-hmm. very healthy, amazing lives, and they want to, in the future, raise their children like this.
Yeah.
So it's a legacy, right?
Yes,
that you can leave
definitely.
The lineage of your whole, you know, generations to come. So what are you looking forward to learning next?
What
looks on the horizon when you look at the titles? What are you excited about?
What am I not excited for?
good answer.
There's so much to learn. I've learned so much already. So I'm excited to just learn more. There's anatomy coming up.
Yes.
So I'm excited to learn about that. I mean, that's huge. You know, and how all the organs just connect with everything that I'm learning.
I never get tired of that.
Yeah.
Like, no, I've had that since
you have a body, and so you're learning about it. Yeah.
And it never gets old, learning how, you know, the liver and the gallbladder are connected and how they interact. And it's good. I'm glad. Definitely. Anatomy and physiology. That's a good one.
Yeah. And I also have some great books I'm excited to read. One like Practical Herbalism.
Yes.
Philip Fritchie. That's amazing.
Dr. Philip Fritchie. Mm-hmm. So this was my mentor, herbalist, naturopath. He's where I got my master herbalist degree. I love this. I love his legacy too. He's not with us anymore. He's since passed. Knew the Lord. Yes. Loved the herbs. And he's one of my favorites. That's a good reference book for sure. And the way he talks about it, you can sort of feel his knowledge and his love for it for sure. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. And there's always a lot of good classes out there to learn things to learn next. Mm-hmm. So I feel like our life experience, I mean, classes are really important. They give us some foundation, but then actually utilizing those things in your life is when I feel like it's more seated.
Yeah.
So just thinking about health, I mean, home education.
Yeah.
When I taught my kids, we homeschooled them. I say world schooled. We world schooled them. We took them all over the world. But when you're able to learn something and feel like you know it well enough to teach somebody else, mm-hmm. it solidifies it in you.
Yeah.
And so I utilized that in homeschooling and saw how that worked. But now, once you've learned this, and now you can utilize it, right?
So definitely.
We're hoping that Maddie will join the team and be on our our list of people that can offer health coaching. And then that's where like it really gets real, really becomes deep in who you are, your knowledge, you're able to share it with somebody else.
Once you're practicing it,
right. And so now, do you have people, friends that ask you health questions?
I do.
I love that.
Especially like my sister-in-law and my family, my parents, they're like, oh, my dad's so funny. He's like, all right, doc, like, what can I do about this? And I'm
that's good.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. And I'm excited to learn so much more so that I actually can answer all their questions and teach them more about it.
And every time you answer someone's question that you didn't know before, I mean, you go with your gut, you go with what you know, and then you get to research, which I love that research. Yeah. And then talk to other people who are in that health field.
Definitely.
When you get to do that and it accumulates, that's where the knowledge just really becomes so valuable, I think. So I'm pretty excited about how, you know, life experience. And every time I speak somewhere else, I'm like, I feel like I've learned so much.
Totally. Yeah.
It's great. Yeah. And the world is ever changing. There's things that are happening. I mean, like when H5N1 came up and this is avian flu, like I kind of heard about it before. I knew whatever bird flu, but I didn't know so much about it until there was this concern.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say scare because we don't live in fear, but there was a concern. So I really dove in deeply, and we have chickens, and so like, what does this mean? And the more I learned about it, the less fearful or less concerned I became, and realized, oh, this is fine. Like, we got this. But I learned so much more about it because of what's going on in the world. So I feel like us as learners, like, always want to get the next thing. So I want to encourage everybody, if you hear something you don't know or you want to learn about, dig in, research, try to find some trusted sources. Mm-hmm. I feel like Looking for Healing, radio is a great source. Yeah. There's so many different topics that we talk about and the other docs talk about. And Healing for the Ages, I trust them completely. I love that crew of people. We do a lot of research, and we are just getting information out there because we want to help people. So that's when you find somebody with that heart behind them, you want to listen to what they're saying.
Definitely.
So and then you'll be one of the people sharing the good information. Yeah. People will be seeking you. So that's pretty awesome. So I want to just I don't know if we have time for this before the next break, but just your job here at Janus All Natural and with me, I know that you felt like it kind of sparked that passion, but what do you feel like you learn things on a regular basis? Oh,
so much.
Okay.
So much. Thanks to you.
Oh, thanks.
No, it's made one of the most significant impacts on my natural health journey for sure.
Yes. Oh, yes. I love that.
No, it's amazing. I love it. not only have I learned so much, but I've also been given such great opportunities to actually practice and share what I know. Yes, like you said.
Good, good.
Yeah, that's like that even
thrills
talking,
me.
Yeah, it's talking to people, talking to customers, sharing different information on products or herbs or actually making the products or talking to you. It's I learned so much in each one of those. And
that's wonderful.
God put me here, and I know that for sure.
That's wonderful. Yeah. And we just added a holistic nurse navigator, and we were today in Maddie's office just blah, 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 talking back and forth. I went, oh my goodness, are we disturbing you? She's like, nope, I'm just listening. So I'm like, okay, good. I'm glad we're not disturbing you, because there's so much to talk about.
Yes.
And I love when minds get together because there's different perspectives and everyone learns in a different way, and we can teach each other. So we're actually going to take another break, but when we come back, we'll talk about the different things that we do at Janna's All Natural and opportunities. And then we'll also talk about long-term health career goals for you, for other people, and what that looks like, how that field is really broadening. It's pretty awesome.
Definitely.
So I just want to remind everybody, listen to Looking for Healing Talk Radio, 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. So Monday you have the amazing Dr. Brian Artis as your host, Tuesday with the lovely Nicola Burnett as your host, Wednesday you have the incredible Dr. Henry Ely as your host, and Thursday you've got me, Dr. Janna Schmidt, as your host. And on Friday at 11 a.m., we all come together to discuss current topics, current health topics, things that you can, use in your own life, and also sometimes we take cases and answer your questions, so keep the questions coming. We'll be right back.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutloud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Maintaining a strong immune system has never been more critical. Nutrition company Healthy Cell created Immune Super Boost to help you strengthen your immunity, unlike other supplements that don't work. Immune Super Boost is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra absorption of science-backed nutrients proven to support immunity, like vitamin C, D3, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
Welcome back, everyone, to Looking for Healing Talk Radio. This is your host, Dr. Jana Schmidt, and we are talking with Maddie Radici. We've been talking about health, learning about health, education, and life experiences. I just want to remind everybody that America Out Loud Talk Radio plays on the iHeartRadio network, and you can listen from your media player, from a web browser, anywhere in the world. We have the best in-class apps available on Apple, Android, Alexa, where we stream 24/7, and now you can also hear them on the podcast with those same apps. The apps are free, and y'all, the mission is priceless. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. So we're talking about what we do here. Jana's All Natural. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of things. We do so much. I sometimes kind of overwhelmed by how much we're doing, but it's so great. Exciting. It's so fun. Yeah. So we consult directly with people, mm-hmm. and we're expanding.
Yes.
So we have me as a naturopath, master herbalist, and also ordained minister. Mm-hmm. And then we have our holistic nurse navigator. Mm-hmm. But this is new for everybody. We're bringing on a biblical health life coach.
Yay.
So she is incredible. She is an ordained minister too. Mm-hmm. She's certified in this area. She's certified in area of trauma and deliverance. Mm-hmm. She's going to be an amazing addition, and you can make appointments with her. But also, one of my dear friends, and she was a guest on our show. Her name's Mariah Thomas, and she is a certified doula, and she helps women who are pregnant, mm-hmm. and then have just had babies, and so she's going to be added to our list of services. And when Maddie's finished, yeah, we'll make a big announcement. Yay! And put it on there, so God willing, I'm yes. hoping. So so we do a lot of things. So we do mm-hmm. consult directly, and we're growing in that area, trying to cover all of everyone's health needs and education.
Yeah.
Speak at churches. I love speaking at churches. And I've spoken on the Reawaken tour, mm-hmm. and other tours. Just mostly talking about God-given natural remedies, yeah. and how we shouldn't be so fearful of what's mm-hmm. happening, what's coming, what has happened, and how to go forward in peace and understanding yeah. the natural ways to help us and not rely on man-made things.
Yes.
So that's mostly yeah. what my lectures mm-hmm. are. Sometimes, like, I lecture at colleges, and my favorite one is, let me see if I can remember the title, Nutrition for Academic Success.
Oh, yeah.
This is my favorite great. One. That's I mean, great. Everyone is scribbling notes, like, what to eat, how to
it's
eat.
It's the first
like,
time they've heard that, you know?
Yeah. Like, you can eat yeah. specifically, I mean, we'll just get one snippet. Walnuts look like a brain for a reason.
Yes.
Because they're good for your brain. Yeah. So add walnuts to your diet. Yeah. I mean, something simple, as simple as that can help academic success.
Yeah.
So most students at colleges and universities are hoping to do well academically.
Yeah.
So these are super small tips. And I have shaken up dining halls a little bit because the students from yeah. there go and they say, hey, we want this and we don't want that. And so I've gotten some angry notes back from the dietitians at the halls. I'm like, hey, they just want to eat healthy. Totally. That's your job. So I'm proud, proud to say that. Let's see. We do this radio show. Yay. Uh-huh. Healing for the Ages, which is artist group Ely Schmidt. We do conferences. We do master classes. And you can find all of that at healingfortheages.com. We have a big conference. Maddie and I will both be there Yay. In September in Dallas. It's going to be amazing. We're so excited to just continue to share what we found, our research, and also give you some solutions. Definitely. And these are viable solutions. These are things people can do to really help help their healing. We do other educational classes. We actually have one coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, today is the last day to register. So if you're yes. at all interested in, what's the title of the class?
Fundamentals of Herbology.
Yes, Basics of Herbology. Yeah. It's a six-week course every mm-hmm. Wednesday evening, 7:30 Central Time.
Yes.
And it's for an hour, and we'll I'll have slides and information, and we'll just dig in, and there'll be opportunity for you to share your perspective as mm-hmm. well. And also ask questions.
Yeah.
So we're going to categorize and how to harvest and utilize and store and culinary and medicinal.
All the amazing
yeah.
things.
So I'm super excited. It's going to be jam packed. I'm going to put as much information
yes.
as I possibly Which is can, awesome. Send some charts and book suggestions, etc. So
and that's available on our website.
Oh, yes.
Under classes.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. It sure that's is. Great. So that's another thing we do.
Yeah.
We develop products mm-hmm. That contribute to healthy lifestyles. I love helping come up with products, and we test them out to make sure. So that's important. Yes. Testing products for viability, effectiveness, making sure they're clean.
Yeah.
That's really, really important, important to us. But I think our hallmark one is the bee pollen.
Yes, definitely.
Because I love the bees so much.
It's amazing.
So, and I always say, if anyone has ever heard me speak anywhere, they know my love for the bees and the bee pollen.
Definitely.
So it's been crucial. It's been crucial to my health and my family's health and so many people's health my whole life. What else do we do? We also attend events that people put on as a vendor.
Yeah, we'll have pop-up shops. And vendors will have a little stand of, of course, sell the bee pollen.
We're thinking of doing local farmers markets. So if even if you're not local, we're going to start posting in our media section either the events we are involved in or that we're promoting or that we think is worth your time.
Definitely.
And you can check and see what we've got going on because we might be coming to your town.
Oh,
we would love to meet you and say hello. So let's dig in and discuss beyond natural health because we could go on and on about all the stuff we do.
Yes.
Jan is all natural. It's like we have a good time.
We're proud.
Yes, we do love what we do. But let's dig in and discuss natural health and wellness beyond the education to jobs and careers. So, and even own businesses. I feel like the best thing we can do is learn it for ourselves and our family.
Yeah.
And that legacy,
definitely.
That long legacy that we can leave of health and wellness. But if someone wants to make a job out of it.
Yeah.
Like do you have any goals that like, what would be the ultimate for you?
I'm not exactly sure of specific things, but I have dreams. That's for sure.
I love the dreams. Let's hear them.
A goal would definitely be opening my own wellness shop, own wellness and juice and coffee shop.
Oh my goodness.
I want to offer different types of like teas and
I'm ready to invest.
Yeah, that's it. Jana's All Natural Wellness Shop.
No, it could be Maddie's. Maddie's All Natural. Like it can be all yours. I'd just be a silent partner. No, not even a partner, just an investor.
No, I'm definitely interested in doing that. I've been looking into like a lot of shops that offer services as well.
Yes.
Things like herbology and even taking clients and doing the foot baths even massages or
having a
sauna. Yeah, different things like that I would love to do.
I've thought about collaborating with all these other amazing wellness people in our area and bringing it together. That would be, that does not sell my heart too.
So. It's a dream. Yeah, definitely.
It is a dream. It is a dream.
And I'm definitely most excited for what I can apply for my future family for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And always. That's most important.
That's
honestly.
The biggest thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. I love that. I love it. Well, for other people, learn it for yourself.
Yeah.
Learn it for your friends, your family. But if you're interested in careers, I work with so many different types of people in the health realm.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you that the ones that seem emotionally, physically, mentally most grounded are the ones that have a good relationship with God, which
definitely.
Have a strong faith, that those are the people that I feel like are the most effective in what they're doing in
absolutely.
Natural health, because God given natural health, right?
Yeah.
If you know God, then it's going to be much easier to understand his creation for us.
Yeah.
So I work as the wellness director at Gold Care.
Mm-hmm.
So Gold Care is a separate platform that's another thing on my list, right? but I love it. I do love it. They're mission driven to help people find an alternative to the current healthcare system and insurance and all that.
Yeah.
So, but I'm part of I oversee the wellness section. So all the natural health providers, I've interviewed and talked to so many different types of people. And there are so many different types of jobs.
Yeah.
And some of them I'd never heard of that they just, I won't say made up, but they, I'm going to do health coaching for, athletes with diabetes. Like that's their focus. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing.
It
so
is amazing.
I feel like if you're interested in a career in that, as you're learning, find what really sparks you, what really just like tells you like,
it's
oh,
more,
I love this, and you look forward to learning about that and look forward to helping people with that.
Yeah.
I think early on for me, the fertility was really, really big because I had some friends that were having trouble having babies when all the rest of us were just having all kinds of babies. And I really like, oh, let me, like, my heart was just so drawn to that, and it became really natural to learn about it, natural to suggest it. And when they started having babies, then we're able to rejoice in it. And that's been many, many, many years. And it never loses that passion. Like, it's still just as exciting as the first time I helped somebody. So when you find that thing that sparks you and you can lean into that, that can be your niche. That you can just do that.
Yeah.
Right? You can do more than that if you want.
It's buildable.
It's buildable, for sure. Yeah. For sure. I work with someone that does physical therapy and sports physical therapy. I have people that help others get over surgeries, right? How to get back on track, how to get the medications out of your body if you've had a surgery with anesthetics. So there's so many things, biological dentists, mental health and wellness, physical trainers, prayer warriors. Like, that's even part of the health realm, is being able to pray for people about their health. So yes, I've seen so many different jobs. And some that I'm like, wow, you're needed, and I didn't even know about you. So that's wonderful. So I feel like it's very encouraging, whether you see a title of something that you like to do, and like, that sounds like me, or you make your own title and become your own specialty.
There's really no limits.
There's really no limits. And people are turning.
Yeah.
I mean, millions of people are like starting now to look for natural health and quality natural health. And when you do give suggestions, make sure you resonate with it, something you would suggest for yourself, people you love. I would never suggest something that, oh, I just read that, or someone told me that, because it may not be so. So you pray about it, make sure you know about it before you put anything out there. I've always thought that was really very important to me, that my health reputation is on the line. Mm-hmm. And if I wouldn't do it, and I haven't researched enough to give it to my child and be confident and prayed about it, then I'm not going to suggest it to anybody else. So so if you do put your stamp of approval on it, then it needs to be the real thing. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, for sure. Well, I do want to talk about a couple of the schools that I mean Trinity. Mm-hmm. We talked about Trinity as the School of Natural Health. Mm-hmm. And you can find them at trinityschool.org.
Yeah.
And they have a variety of programs. So I'm just going to list off a couple of their programs. Certified Health Coach, mm-hmm. Certified Natural Health Professional, mm-hmm. Certified Holistic Health Professional, Traditional Naturopath, Advanced Biblical Studies. I love that.
Love it.
Certified in Aromatherapy Specialist. If you just want to be an aromatherapy specialist, how fun is that?
Which I love.
Certified Biblical Health Coach, Homeopathy, Face Analysis, Flower Essence, Holistic Fitness, Lyme Specialist, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Natural Consultant, Body Integration. Well, it's funny. I when I was looking for classes to take, I had taken every one of these classes. And it was during 2020. And I'm like, I want to take another class. I got some downtime. And a new one was Certified Endocannabinoid Professional. I'm like, sure, sign me up. So I got that one. I'm like, cool. So I'm always looking at, do they have another class I can take? Yeah. But so far, I've taken them all.
You got to email them.
Yeah. So there are other places. Yeah. But this is such a nice long list. Very and there's amazing. Just a wide variety. You can take one. You can take two. You can you can get a specific certification, or you can just take one class.
Yeah.
And I feel like the cost is doable, too. The way they set it up, there's lots of options for cost. But I'm always looking for more classes out there. Energetic Health Institute, I definitely trust them. That's EHI. That they can really teach you a lot of different things. You can become a certified health coach. There's all kinds of things at EHI. We talked about it in the ad, like detoxification, articellular healing. What I really love about Energetic Health Institute is they produce researchers. So many of the graduates, or even the students there, are helping us with our research at Healing for the Ages. It's incredible. Their desire to learn and find more and dig up and how it aligns with other things. Like, so I really love that they're really producing some great researchers. Mm-hmm. Now, Global Healing, Dr. Ed Groups, he has an institute, and you can become a certified health coach through there. And you can learn at your own pace, get lots of information. There's lots of payment plans available there. and it says Master Your Own Health and Healing Journey. I love that. And he even does courses for homeschooling and private education, which I think is really cool as well. So that's at Global Healing Institute and coaching, entrepreneurship, on so many things. And then I guess we can lastly land on the Jan is All Natural classes, and that's upcoming herb class where we're going to start building some foundations. There'll be a secondary class. I like to do a second herb class, which is like digging in a little bit more. But I like that one in person. My favorite herb classes are when you can handle the herbs and smell them and taste them and talk and interact with them and make tinctures and make teas and walk in the forest. So this these were the ones I remember the most fondly with Dr. Fritchie. So I want to keep his legacy alive and continue to do those. So if anybody's interested in that, please check back at Jan is All Natural as soon as I see a glimmer of open time. I'm going to nail that really quickly and say, let's do our second herb class. But it'd be important for you to have the foundations, the fundamentals first, and a few good, really good books just to as reference guides as we go along. So you can really enjoy and dig in. Oh, one thing I wanted to mention. There's an app. I'm not a crazy app person. I don't even really like my phone. So just saying, I don't like all that EMF, but this app was really good. It's called Picture This. And do you have that app on your phone?
Yes, I do.
Now, you can only use it if there's Wi-Fi, but you can take a picture if you don't have Wi-Fi and then later put it in when you do have Wi-Fi if you don't want to be carrying Wi-Fi around with you. But Picture This is plant identification.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
It is.
It's not, it doesn't tell you every use, but you can tell it'll tell you the name of the plant and all the different names and some folklore. And then you can go from there and look it up and dig in or look in the practical herbalism book because it's probably there. So that app has been really beneficial. So we're going to talk a lot about that and
go herb hunting.
So I like to try to identify it first.
Yeah.
Without the app. Mm-hmm. But if it's really tricky or if it's close to something, then it's good to identify. So I've really enjoyed that app. And the more you do it, then you don't need the app because you'll know it the next time you see it. So anyway, I think that's all the time we have. Did you want to add anything, Maddie?
Not much.
Okay, good.
I'm excited for the herb class.
Yes,
for those of you guys can join us. Last day to sign up is today.
Yay.
Well,
sincere thank you, Maddie, for joining me today.
Thank you.
And to you all listening, I look forward to each day with you Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. on America Out Loud Talk Radio, where we will continue to learn and grow in the realm of natural health. This is Dr. Jana Schmidt wishing you God's blessings in knowledge, wisdom, and abundant health. See you next time.